Are you gaga over Godzilla? Cuckoo for Kong? Maybe you're a Mothra maniac. If so, then there's a podcast just for you. From the creators of Yes, Have Some and Toy Anxiety comes a show that's been described as being as fun as a trip to World Children's Land and as informative as a Dr. Yamani lecture. It's YHS on Monster Island. Join the intrepid duo of Daikaiju devotees, the tattooed titan of tokusatsu, Jacob Walsh, and acclaimed science fiction author, Jay Key, as they discuss all facets of the kaiju landscape. From films to fandom, television to toys. It will make you laugh, it will make you cry, it will make you love this rubber-suited theater of the absurd that is the giant monster genre. So fire up that maser cannon, fill up the Moonlight SY3, and mind the spine gap. Then head on over to YHS on Monster Island. Video feed available on YouTube on the Yes Have Some channel and available on all major podcast services. Hey, everybody! How's it going? Welcome to YHS on Monster Island live. We don't do this very often, and the only way we could do it in the contract is if I went up to I-35 North and picked up my main man, Denton's devoted Daikaiju dad himself, Mr. Ryan Wilhelm. How's it going, Ryan?
Jay Key, thank you, sir, for having me. David Dopko, what's up, my friend? First comment in the chat. Can you believe we're doing this live? Can you believe you invited me on the show? This is unreal. I'm so, so excited to be here.
Well, I hope you play a good Jacob Walsh. Adrian's in the house as well.
I will do my best. I've got some Adrian tattoos. I know a lot about Godzilla. I'm down to throw down.
I love it. Yeah, you're the new Tattoo Titan of Tokusatsu 2.
Junior. People. Yeah, I'll be the junior.
Son of.
Exactly.
No, but we are super excited. Like I said, we normally do a kind of the standard podcast YouTube show where we're recording and we're editing and all that good stuff. But tonight we're going live because love it. I love it. And, we got so much stuff to talk about. It's going to be super fun. And who better? Like I said, Ryan, I'm so happy that you're here. I know you're a good buddy. Your knowledge, not only in kaiju, but also just toy collecting in general, top of the charts. So it's always fun to have you on here. So, hey, I know these people in the chat probably know you, but maybe some people on our podcast feed don't. Maybe some people on our standard YouTube feed don't. So please let everybody know who the new Jacob Walsh is today.
Well, thank you so much for that lovely introduction. My name is Ryan Wilhelm. I am the manager at a little shop you may have heard of called Dallas Vintage Toys. If you haven't, be sure to check us out on Facebook, Instagram. You know the jam. DallasVintageToys.com is the website. We have tons of awesome inventory. We always buy, sell, and trade. We're open Wednesday through Sunday, 11 to 6. So if you're local or not local, come on down and hang out, man. We'll talk kaiju as we have a kaiju corner. Or DC superheroes, whatever you want, I'm down to throw down. We'll talk toys, man. So yeah, that's what I'm about.
I love it, dude. And don't sell yourself short. I know we all love Collect All Monsters on here. David's in the chat. We know that crew. You know, they're a center point in our fandom. And I know you're help out with those guys a lot. You're a contributor there. You've helped out on YHS on Monster Island in the past. The Safubi Jamboree was great that you did way back when. So everybody, this man knows his stuff, but we're here today because
thank you.
The great Jacob Walsh is vacation. He's down in Seatopia hanging out with his
buddies. Happy belated birthday.
I know, right? And his Emperor Antonio, his uncle, and he's having a good time down there, but there was just so much news going on. We've got so many pickups, and I know you have some awesome pickups. So we just wanted to get together and chat about it. But hey, first we got some royalty in here, man.
Let's talk to him.
We got Thirsty Thursday.
Adam, what's up, brother?
And it's Wednesday. Thank goodness.
And I'm thirsty.
Oh, hey, speaking of toy collecting royalty, how about Ryan?
Yay, Ryan Artsell.
How's it going, Ryan?
What's up, brother?
Yes. Hey, Wander This World. Hey, this guy. Okay, so of all of our comments that we get on any of our videos, people who reach out to us, this man right here usually has the most insightful, well thought out either arguments or support of what we blabber on about. And so thank you for joining us live. Awesome. I appreciate it. Hopefully we'll do more of these. Oh, and Greg's here. How's it going, Greg?
What's up, Greg?
So, hey, usually I'm going to follow our normal format. Usually outside of like plugging everything and all that good stuff, we usually talk about Jake and Jay, what have we watched? Have we watched anything over the last few weeks? Ryan, I want to throw it over to you first. You're the guest.
Has there been anything like kaiju related, kaiju adjacent, tokusatsu related that you've been watching recently?
I mean, so people say this. I swear to God, I mean this. If you come into my house, there's something tokusatsu on the TV if I have control of it. My wife and daughter put up with a lot. But March 22nd, man, I saw Tokyo SOS in the theater. Fathom Events, it was an amazing time. I did miss, however, the pre-show. I think they showed the Godzilla vs. Gigan Rex.
They did,
which
yeah.
is a that's a bummer that I missed that. But the movie was amazing, of course, and it was just so much fun to watch on the big screen. I mean, you got to love some Kiryu action, right? And
my favorite Toho actor of all time, the late great Hiroshi Koizumi's in it, you know, revising his role as Chujo. And like, that's one of the reasons I like Tokyo SOS. It's very fun.
I do
like
as well.
That duology is great. It's super fun.
Yeah.
But even if it was garbage, give me some Koizumi in there, and I'm like, yes.
Dude.
In fact, actually, not to go on a tangent, but I was one of those moods where I was like, I want to watch some like classic, like, you know, 50s, 60s Japanese films, not kaiju related, right? And I got a recommendation to watch Last of the Chrysanthemums, starring a young Hiroshi Koizumi. I wouldn't say starring. He's in a very strong supporting role. But anybody likes a kind of real life drama, a little depressing. It's about like four former prostitutes that had to, like, how they survive after World War II. It's a fascinating film, but Koizumi's in it. Probably a little bit different character than Chujo, but who knows, man. Well, I'm glad you liked it. Hey, was it a full crowd? Like, was there a good crowd in the SOS?
So here's the thing, right? My friends and I were going to go to a local theater, sold out. So then we had to go to the one in the mall, and that one was also sold out.
They still have malls?
Yeah, it's crazy. It was really awkward, but amazing time though, just seeing Godzilla on the big screen. I'll go see any Godzilla on the big screen.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so much fun. So what about you, Jay? What have you been watching?
You know, the one I've watched recently that I'm going to punt it till the next week, probably, because Jake and I are going to do a little bit of a deep dive on it. I'm going to say Lost. Technically, it wasn't Lost. It was just really unattainable from Korea. The Korean Film Archive would play it at festivals and stuff. But is Space Monster Wong Magui. So I got that from SRS Cinema. And so they sent it over. And I'll hold all of my thoughts for it. But if you have a chance, definitely go check it out. It's it's not what I thought it was going to be. The highs were where I thought it might, going into it, I thought would be the lows, and vice versa. So it was a very interesting,
that was
like,
cool.
pretty beautifully shot for something that was, you know, kind of unattainable. Oh, Dobko. Oh, why do you have to do this, man? Why do you have to just ruin it for me?
David's the man.
That's awesome. That is,
listen,
that is
anything
very cool.
Anything cool you can think of or want to have collectible wise, David probably has or has done or has seen.
He's the ambassador.
Man.
He's the ambassador.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, so for those that listen to the channel know, I will go on these little deep dives, like early Ultra stuff. And I did like my top 10 Ultraman, my top 10 Ultra 7. Those videos are on YouTube on our channel.
I've seen them several times.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I'm Ultra 7's my boy, but I went back and I kind of skipped Ultra Q, and I always loved Ultra Q. It's great. I just was like, you know what? Like, it's kind of, I wanted to go more kind of the Henshin Hero route, but I watched one like on a whim, one of those, like, it's just on. And then I just started watching them. So I'm finishing up that. I think I'm going to do a top 10 Ultra Q as well.
Yes, the people need it, Jay.
I know, right? I mean, and Kenji Sahara, I mean, come on, you gotta do it. But it's really been that. But hey, before we get to the news, I know my favorite part of every show, regardless if it's Toy Anxiety on YHS, Collect All Monsters, I love seeing what people got. I really do.
Toys,
and that's
man.
Why I love that's why the Facebook groups are so great, is seeing what folks get. And I discover a lot of new toys through that channel. And then I say, you know what? Maybe I don't want that after seeing a couple more pictures of it. So I gotta ask you, as the guest, hey, what have been your pickups over the last few weeks?
Okay, man. So can I start off with a few non-kaiju things?
Of course. I'm
gonna throw you a curveball. Okay. So I got back into superpowers, right? Being that I work at this massive vintage toy shop, superpowers come in from time to time. And I got some Wave 3 carded ones. So that's kind of crazy, right? I mean, we're talking like some pretty heavy hitters here. So I'm rocking superpowers. Shout out to Healy Made. He did this wrestling Greedo, which is pretty cool.
That is freaking amazing.
Yeah, and I really hope he did a small figure line, right? And they're cool, but this is the first in this scale. I really hope he does them all like this because I'll buy all of them.
That's
rad. One.
Is that the first
in
one
that scale? Yeah.
Very cool. Dude.
It's insane. Toku Toy Town, what's up?
Oh.
Max Toy. Boom. King Caesar. God, I mean, this thing's amazing.
They dominated Wonderfest.
This is Martin and Gata. We kind of have a funny story about this one, right? So Jay was set up and this is chilling on his table. I saw a picture of it. So I'm like, I bet that's on the website. I hop online, bada bing, bada boom, buy it as it's in my friend Ryan's hand.
I know.
Sorry about that, dude.
I got him another one. He's good. No, but
that's just a fun story.
I've never had that happen. I've never
It's crazy, right?
I know that somebody picked something up at the toy store, or excuse me, the toy show, and it was still online, something of that nature, or was offline. That's nuts. Okay, so we got to talk about Max Toy Co. because what Martin Nagata does. I think it really, like, his custom paint work that he does on some things are so great. This one, I think of the line that I've seen in person. I've not seen all 18 of the Toho One Day License ones yet in person. That one is, I actually think, is the best one. In, like I said, in person.
It's my favorite. I mean, I really would love to get the Shin. I mean, of course, right?
Yeah.
But this one was number two with a bullet, right? Yeah.
It's the eyes.
And it's translucent. I mean, this is just, this is amazing. So if you don't have one, track it down.
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, I think I've heard a lot of people not rip, that's a wrong word. Just speak a little bit more negatively about the Max Toy, because they are small, right? They're like,
that's fair.
You know, they're 3.5 inches, 4 inches in that realm, up to 5. But yeah, they aren't necessarily, you don't think of them in the same light as you think of a U.S. Toys, right? Like, you think of them as maybe a little bit bigger in that Sun Guts realm, right? And these are small and they're expensive. Exactly.
Speaking of,
I know, right? I got some Max Toy and U.S. Toys and some Sun Guts too to show off. It's amazing.
Dude.
But it's one of those things where it's like, their stuff is so good, but, you know, that one day license and the inability to get them outside of Japan, you know, directly sucks, and it drags up the price, but they're worth it. They're really good. And Max Toy, they do great stuff. And, David, I'm right there with you, man. The Shin Go Messenger is
dude, and that's
and Super Aya, so you can get it here, which is great. You don't have to pay those upcharges. Which is wonderful.
Can't wait.
I love everything that they did from the Guyver to all the Godzillas to the animated Hedera, which was amazing as well, which is literally like this big. They knocked it out of the park, and Mark's such a great guy and a good, like, representative of the community. I think really want them to keep killing it and do some wonderful stuff. I love it. So what else did you get?
Okay, so you mentioned U.S. toys. So boom, we have a Ben Mular.
He's
amazing. Thing, yeah, this thing is so rad. He's just
Is that more of a orange or a red on the body?
It's actually kind of, I would say red.
Okay.
I mean,
very
it's,
cool.
Dude, it's rad. And then you mentioned Sun Guts. Here's my dude, Baltan. Translucent glitter. I mean, this guy rules. I've been known to put him in my pocket and just hang out, you know? Just like, is that a ball tan? Yes, it is.
That's what you do with ball tans. I mean, you just put them in your pocket.
Right?
Yeah, the original Pokemon.
So, boom. Everybody's talking about the X Plus, you know, Godzilla vs. Ebra. Well, here's
is that the
my
big middle
version.
Finger?
Yeah, I'm so foopy all day. Leslie's going to be like, what?
I'm sitting under the X Plus one right now. It's actually literally right above me. So
what an amazing piece, though. What an amazing piece. But if you don't have Godzilla vs. Ebra in your collection, what are you doing? That's all I'm trying to say, right? Like, you got to have it, right? So that's amazing. Then I kind of got into Bear Bricks. That's a weird thing, right? But I needed a burning Godzilla. So I was like, boom, this hits two birds, one stone, right? I'll get a bear.
Can
brick.
Anybody
I'll
in the chat talk him out of this, please? Before,
oh, yeah.
before you it's lose bad. All your money and you go
oh,
broke.
Man. Well, hear me out though. So this okay. didn't suffice, right? This isn't my only burn in Godzilla. I was like, God, a Sarajarushi boom. Dude. And this one is what I really needed, right? I mean, yeah. this paint job is insane. This is translucent. You can actually feel the heat radiating off this thing. It's amazing. I mean, I love this. I'm so happy.
So I started getting the Sarus, the 95s, pretty early on with the earlier colorways. And, you know, I was very vocal. Not very vocal. I'm making myself sound too cool. But I did mention, like, it wasn't my – there was something about the sculpt or the paint job or the combination of that I didn't love. Like, I didn't hate it.
Sure.
And then the one that came out, I forgot which Treasure Festa it was. It might have been six or five or six or one of those where they did.
He's done a few now.
I know, right? The one that did the first where it was you could really tell most of the molten lava type skin. It was the one that was before the translucent face one. And I got it in and I was like, yeah, I like this. And then the translucent face one came out and I was like, well, I have to have this one. And I absolutely, it's one of my favorite pieces. It made my Detolf of my favorite Sifubi items that I own. It's in there. Yeah. It's in, it has a cube in there.
I so can see that one. Dude.
Yeah.
I mean, a little bit this like, thing is,
like, I don't want to say it's an acquired taste because that's, I think that's underselling it, but it's one that like, I think we're so a certain group of us have been very kind of wired. It's like Marmot Desu Goji, Marmot Desu Goji, Marmot Desu Goji. And, right, and it's right, very right. different, right? It's just very different. But that's one that I think looks so much better in person when you can see Agreed. The fine detail, when you can see it. And it's just, it's a beautiful, beautiful piece. And you know, they're going to do about 800 of these things.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be every variant you can think of.
Of course. I think that's why find one that speaks to you and then get that and you're good, right? And this one does that. So, all right on. What's up, John? Dude, John is the coolest guy ever. He comes into Dallas for his toys with his dad all the time and they hang out in the Kaiju corner. Dude, it's awesome. Yeah, they're great.
Awesome, Joe. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That is an awesome. I mean, that's a mega pickup right there. That is
that's
a shelf stealer, man. That one just hogs the shelf and is like, not because of size, but because like you're not looking at anything else because look at me.
it's alone on the shelf. So yes,
I love that. I love that. That means you got to get some more, man. Just think how good that will look. You know, as somebody that does over collect a certain sculpt, that just like just having them all lined up in a row, it looks good. It looks good,
man.
That's a great week. Well, you know, I got a few things because
please show me
a little bit longer of a week. Excuse me, a time period between shows, so I got a little bit more than I normally do. But first, it's kind of some non-toy related stuff. I did mention Space Monster Wogmog. You get the VHS and the Blu-ray. I got the VHS here from SRS. More on that next week when Jake and I review it. But
that's awesome.
I'm going to do a little – this is a little bit of a blatant self-promotion. So if anybody has to sign off, I'm sorry. But
Toku, tore down.
No, not that. Not that. This is even worse. This is even more egotistical.
Yes.
Because this benefits nobody but me. Our good buddies, Michael Hamilton and Travis Alexander, that do Kaiju Ramen magazine. We all love Kaiju Ramen. They're on 2 years now, which is so crazy. Hopefully you contributed to their Kickstarter, got their volume one. If not, they do wonderful stuff. I mean, so many people have been involved and done articles and stories and everything. I know David has, and it's just a wonderful read. And it's beautifully laid out. I mean, those guys I know have art design in their backgrounds and you can tell it's a really good looking magazine and the layouts are beautiful, but my favorite person in the Kaiju community, me, I was honored to actually get an article in there. So if you do pick this last one up, I think it's issue 9. I do talk about the 10 underrated performances in the Godzilla franchise and no, not Kaiju performances, because we know Angerus would win that one, but human performances and the underrated ones. So, you know, we're not going to talk about, you know, Dr. Yamani and Sarah Zawa. We're not going to talk about Miki Sagusa. We're talking one step below, but
deep
I think
cuts.
They're just as critical. I know, right? Well, yeah, you know, let's just say some are controversial, but I did enjoy writing it and I love the magazine and those guys are rock and roll. So if you get a chance, go check out some Kaiju Ramen.
Hey, man, congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you. So I'll start off with something I picked up when I was in Atlanta hanging out with my buddies Jake and Craig and Abby from Yes Have Some. We were doing some vintage toy hunting all across the greater Atlanta area. And I went into a store, and I can't remember which one this one was. I was going to be terrible. But at the very bottom shelf, like turned the other way, tucked in the corner, unlabeled, of course, no price tag, was this.
Gotta love it.
From Band Presto, this amazing little Star Bim Guyron coin bank. And I love this guy because, I mean, talk about a sympathetic kaiju. I mean, he was doing nothing wrong. We nuked his planet, killed his race, and the most gruesome death maybe in all Ultra 7, getting the slit throat and everything. I know. So I, old Starbeam here, I love Guyron, and I had to get it. I mean, I don't own anything of his, so I had to get this ridiculous Van Presto coin bank that I saw on the corner of a shelf in like rural Georgia. So gotta have it, right?
That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go kaiju adjacent for a bit. It is such a sad episode, David. It's, you know, I always think about there's sometimes a show, an episode, especially in Tokusatsu, is great when it subtly, delicately dances around a theme or a topic, and then you like kind of come to that conclusion yourself. And then there are some that are like, nope.
No, this
like,
is it.
Here's what it is. This is it. That is one of them. Nuclear weapons, bad. An arms race, bad. But it is a good episode. It made my top 10. It is one of my favorites. But I'm gonna go kaiju adjacent. So
okay, cool.
one of the indie toy designers that I'm really starting to get into. I didn't know much about his stuff until recently, so I only have a couple pieces. But out of LA, Ben Spencer, he does Galaxor. And they've been around for a while. I know they've shown at some designer cons and stuff. So he's not new by any means to the indie toy party. But I've been really digging his Galaxor. So I picked up one of his new ones, this Space Barbarian. Once again, kaiju adjacent. I can pretend he's giant.
Dude, of course.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy.
Oh, that's rad. Cool.
And then this one, which is a little bit older one. This was a DCON 2019 exclusive, 2021 maybe. But this is one of those... what's his name? Titan Saber. Look at this guy. It looks kind of like a Transformer, but with awesome pink and blue and black. I love this guy. So go check out Galaxor with two X's. Ben Spencer does amazing stuff.
That's awesome. Yeah, man.
So on to some kaiju stuff. The first one, you guys know that listen to YHS. I unironically love Yamato Takaru and Orochi, the eight-headed dragon. And I always get, like, for the store, I get a lot of the movie theater exclusive coins or medals that came out with a lot of the Godzilla and Gamera and even some of the Tsuburaya flicks. And I got this big lot, and then in it, which was not listed, this was in there. And I'm like, it's meant to be. So I got my Yamato Takaru movie theater exclusive coin. You know what? Thirsty. I agree.
That's awesome.
Very go body. Like, I want him to put him next to Psykill and let them just like,
I was going to say
it.
That.
Yeah.
Dude, I love GoBots. GoBots are better than Transformers. Oops, I said it.
That is a hot take of hot.
That's
take.
A hot take. Oh no.
I do like the Rock Lords, but
I said
anyway.
It.
But look at this. This is just. I mean, I always love trying to when folks ask what's a movie I should watch, and then I try to explain it to them, and I like totally like on purpose explain it in a very silly way. But I'm like, so there's like this Megazord and he fights King Ghidorah on the moon. And there's some like lava monsters that are claymation that turn their arms into arrows. There's also lightsabers and wear magic powers. And Yasuke Sawaguchi's in it. So I'm going to watch it because she's hot, you know, but that was my Heisei crush for everybody that doesn't know. That is just, it's an amazing flick, but I was able to pick that up kind of accidentally. So I also got some US toys or a US toy and staying in Tsuburaya, a lot of Tsuburaya talk today.
Love it. Love it.
From my favorite episode of Ultraman 66, Geronimon, the kaiju witch doctor himself. Now, I wish I would have held off and got the one that was just released at Wonderfest, the glow in the dark one. That one's really cool. But this guy, I love Geronimon. He's so cool.
I love U.S. toys, man.
U.S. toys is great.
Yeah,
they are. And U.S. toys is one of those, like, I think, I don't know if they can, when they do their design, if they do it this way on purpose, but like they look better when you have like lots of them in a row.
And I agree. I have two now, and I'm like,
you can't have just one. It's like Pringles. Yeah. You can't stop, man.
I agree.
But then also, I know we talked about Max Toys. So and this is something I know you like as well. And you have, my favorite thing Max Toy does, I love the Sifubi Man and Sifubi Woman stuff. I think it's so great.
I want to tattoo that. That's amazing.
It's so awesome. Evan, absolutely. I mean, come on. Glow in the Dark always rocks. Of course.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, and if it doesn't, then those are the people with the problem. I love Sifubi Man. I love Sifubi Woman. But I've always just missed out on Sifubi Man. It's like, it's one of those things where it's like, it's live. Oh, I'm like the, you know, probably the 51st person in a run of 50. Right. And I was able to get one. I got the purple clear one from a great Sweaty Vinyl, who, if you don't follow him on Instagram, go follow the great Michael Lynch at Sweaty Vinyl. His collection is ridiculous and it's amazing. But we did a trade on that one. And I had the Decon Sifubi Woman, the kind of the unpainted with a little sparkle, the kind of brownish tan color one. But I did get the painted one.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yes. She is awesome. She's rocking it. With the eyes on. I love that. There you go. I love the eyes on.
Yes.
There. So cool. And I was able to pick up with it the two casting stations. So I got.
I have the long bench one.
Yeah, it's similar to this one.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I can start my own little Sifubi company here. Because I got three of them now.
That's amazing.
Good. But Max Toys, great stuff. Thanks, Martin Nagata, for doing things like that. I mean, I really do feel like those are important pieces.
I concur.
I mean, I might be a little hyperbolic, but I think looking back 10, 15 years, I think people will still be collecting and seeking out Sifubi Man and Sifubi Woman items. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think that's something.
I'm right there with you.
I also picked up from Sovi Life. This was a kind of impulse purchase from a buddy of mine that I just love the colors. And from Sovi Life, if I get him on here. There he is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
look, he's happy.
The black, the purple. I mean, honestly, they just needed some pink on here, and this is like the 1980s color palette.
Home run, yeah.
I just say rad every time I see it, but look at this thing. He's gorgeous. Yeah, I love it. Comes with a little stand. You know,
it's a happy moment, dude.
It is a happy moment. I know. It is the dancing bear. And then last but not least, I got some Marisan. Because, you know,
got Ryan, to. Hey, check out the hat. Check out the shirt. We're repping it.
Right? That was unplanned.
Hey,
yeah, I'm totally chilling here. But believe me, I did not get these free. These were purchases. So I will start with the most cliche thing for me. Of course, I got some new 89s. Of course. And so these are number 62 and 63. I do have 7 more on the way. So I will be at 70, then I have to reevaluate again. Do I
89 to 89?
No, but I got the wall. I'm really like, I feel like it's encroaching on my Gilala collection. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know if 89 and Gilala can coexist there. But I did get the two glow in the dark. I don't even know what color. I mean, they don't even have names anymore. Just like these for Jay to buy. These two. Look at these guys. Woo. They're kind of like related. They're cousins. But I'll show this guy first. I love it. I love the purple down the spine with the hint of the blue spray there, the red chest. But these things glow amazing. I mean, Marisan knows what they're doing. I mean, what else can I say?
Whoa.
But I really do. I really do like these colorways. And these were two, I think, if I would have stopped at 5, I would have bought these as well. Like I really, really do. Like these were not I got to buy them because once I get to that point, truly I'm out. But these were like, yes, I really do like these a lot. And the other one is very similar, but it's with the blue down the spine. And it's a two color front part there, I guess, for lack of a better term. I know anatomy apparently. So this guy is so great. I mean, I love the nails, the claws there, or that metallic blue. So cool. I love it.
How difficult are those to come by, would you say?
These right here, they're you can not find them on the auctions. I mean, yeah, they're not that hard.
Excuse me.
I know, right? I'm out. The one that came out right before, the clear one with blue spray, it's translucent with a little, like, metallic blue spray. That was a smaller run. And then there's been the pink translucent was a little bit of a smaller run. That one is awesome. I love it.
Dude.
And speaking of pink translucent, I told you I had a big week, but some say I would have a giant week because I got a giant 450 pink translucent Geiger. Oh. Look at his board. I love him so much.
Dude, that's amazing.
Hey, David, that is a great question, and I get asked that all the time. To my knowledge, and I've gone through everything from my contacts that, you know, my people that helped me out from a Tokyo Toy Town perspective, from, you know, digging through Instagram, digging through every type of auction you can think of. There's been, when I get these seven, because some of them have, a couple of those have yet to be announced officially, those, that will be all, there have been 70 releases. But that's not counting any, there's been a few that's been re-released, and then there's been a few based on the eye color. So some have no eyes, like no paint in the eye. Some have yellow, some have red, some have black. If you get into that, I have no freaking clue. A lot.
Tons,
but I think there's been about 70 or so base designs, giving me a little bit of room for error there that maybe I missed one or somebody missed one or there was like a one-off. But I even got a few that didn't get thrown out there to the shops. So I think that's pretty close. So let's say between 70 and 75 without eye variations. But back to this guy. Absolutely love this guy. And, you know, I love 450s. You know why I also like them? Because I have to be choosy, because they talk about space danger. Like, you can't, no shelf hold this bad boy, right? And you can only have a few. It's almost like you had to treat it like X Plus. Like, they take up such a large footprint. But this left, because I'm so glad somebody bought the Bullmark, inspired the Bullmark colored one, because that thing was beautiful, and I almost kept it for myself. But this one came out, and I was like, I gotta have this. I want some pink translucent Geigen. Love this guy. I mean, look at that guy. He's just beautiful. And I love Marson. I love Marson's Geigen sculpt too. I really do. There are some people that it's not their favorite, but to me, I think it's mine. I know the GigaBrain 73 sculpt people like. I like
Marson. Make mine Marmot.
Marmot time.
But also, the Marson rules.
The one that also I don't care for is the Sovi Life one, the one that Meta comes in a couple of the re-releases, like the really kind of wide stanced one. But we'll see. But that wasn't all. My last thing that I got, because I know you guys are probably tired of all these pickups here.
No, dude, I love it.
I love 89 and I love Giant. So I had to get the first 450 release of the
89. I wanted to check this out. How do you like it?
So this, it's great. I mean, I love it. I like the 350s because of their ability to display, to be honest with you. And they're cheaper. These are crazy. Adam, actually, the translucent green looks awesome. I think that is one of the better of the translucent Geigens. Congrats.
I got the glow in the dark. I still think that might be the home run. I know that's crazy. These translucents rule, but.
And it glow, that glow in the dark blank is like, it's a street light. I mean,
it illuminates my entire collection. It's awesome. Okay, but back to the 89.
Back to this guy. So I love this guy. I'm just getting the one, maybe. I know there's actually one coming out that has not been released yet, to my knowledge. That is a cool colorway that they have not done in the 350. And of course they will, right? But this one is amazing. Just to have a little bit of a scale comparison.
A giant 89. Oh wow, it's huge.
Yeah, I mean it's not a mommy and a baby, but it's a mommy and a small child. But it's awesome. I mean, the sculpt's great. I mean, if you like the sculpt, why not have it in a little bit bigger size, right? It's cool. So those were the pickups added to the 89 collection, and the two 450s were really my favorite pieces. But honestly, any week that I get a Geronimon and some Safubi man and Safubi woman, that is a good week.
I mean, Amen to that.
Okay, so they did they just post? Okay, so the Halloween one, that's the one that I was talking about. It was the silver with an orange and black dorsals. Yes, that's the one that is really, really cool. And
whoa.
They have not released that one as a 350 yet, but you know, it's coming, of course, right? I mean, of course it's coming.
Of course.
But that's toys. But you know what? We talk about toys, but we got to talk some toy news. We got to talk. Actually, Ryan, I almost forgot. I got one more pickup and it's not a toy, but I can't show it in screen, but I will. I have a picture of it.
So okay,
show,
cool.
And this one isn't mine. This is a picture of it because I'm lazy and I didn't go take a picture of it. but I did get this from the great Tom Whalen. I shot him a note because I had a space up there on the wall that was just kind of like perfect size for a landscape orientation print from Tom Whalen. I was like, dude, I need one. I go, what do you have? And I asked him, do you have Terra Mecha Godzilla by chance? He had this one, the one I wanted. And so it is going to be right up there. When I have some time to hang it, it's already framed. So I did get that one as well because Tom is the best. And, you know, Mondo, all that Mondo stuff is crazy right now. I know, but his stuff, these will find homes to people because he's the best.
Dude, the art will always find its way, regardless of who stands in the way.
Yeah.
The art will always find its way. So,
100%. 100%. Yeah. But let's talk some news. And, you know, we're going to rapid fire, we're going to talk some toy news, we're gonna talk some non-toy news, and then eventually we're gonna get to what I would call the main event topic is the Gamera Rebirth trailer and kind of thoughts. I'm very curious to hear your thoughts because we have not spoken about Gamera Rebirth, so I don't know if you're like screw Gamera or like oh my god, like I'm naming my next child Gamera Rebirth. Please don't. But
Gamera Rebirth Wilhelm, I mean it works.
So I'm gonna put some slides because if you watch YHS on Montreal, you know Jay loves some slides.
Of course.
So what are we starting with? Oh, we're starting with this. We're going right to the books. So this news hit like I think about last week, I think, right? And I was shocked because Jake sent me a note and he's like, hey dude, what the hell? And I'm like, because I didn't see this coming, but for the first time in English, finally, the Shigeru Koyama novelizations of Godzilla Raids Again. He was the novellas, I should say. Obviously, he was the guy that did the first draft of Gojira. Releases on October 3rd, translated in English. Thank you, the University of Minnesota Press. Thank you. You can pre-order it now, guys. It's like $18. Go get on there right now, after the show, I mean, and go up there and order this. This is going to be awesome. And I was so stoked. I mean, this is an automatic pre-order for me.
An instant, no-brainer, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so, you know, when you think about like a lot of the the comic strips then like the 55, 58 era, like that you'll see like from like Shonen Weekly, all those kind of boys magazines that came out at the time, they're so different and so wacky. Obviously, I know this one has to have some similarity, but I've heard there's still some substantial differences. So I'm really just curious to see how far it veers off from what we saw in, you know, in those two films.
Exactly. And I mean, who maybe there's some cool hidden knowledge in here, right?
Yeah.
Like we just don't even really know yet. I don't know. I'm excited. I can't wait.
Yes. Who's doing the audiobook? That's what I want to know, man.
Dude. Should pitch it.
I will not do that. No. They want to sell them, man. They want to sell them. So that was some big news. But then on the whole world of books and now comic books, I think this almost broke the internet, dude. Godzilla, Here There Be Dragons. I mean, like, this is like the 5-part comic book miniseries coming from IDW.
Of course.
Godzilla, Kaiju, and Pirates. Like, I'm not a comic book person, right? Like, I'm nothing against them, but I just don't know. I don't have enough knowledge outside of some Eastman and Laird Ninja Turtles and maybe Cadillacs and Dinosaurs. Other than that, like, it's pretty limited. This, I mean, what? Talk to me.
So I'm on the flip side of that. I grew up in a comic book store, right? And then I decided a long time ago, you know what? I prefer plastic and Sifubi over paper. And I sold all of my comics to, you know, help fund my massive collection. That said, this is crazy because IDW is a publisher that really will take chances on things. And so if there's going to be a zany story about Godzilla and dragons, there is no one better, in my personal opinion, to do it than them. And you know, I might be into this. This might be fun.
Yeah, I think it's so like wacky and like
Yeah.
asinine and but like in a good way. Like
Exactly.
it's like the few like asylum movies that are actually like they hit like, oh yes, I want to watch that.
I mean, this is probably going to be terrible,
Yeah, but
but
it's worth
yeah.
like there could be like that Mystery Science Theater 3000 element to it. But you know what?
Yes.
Watch this actually be like really
Amazing.
deep and like gritty and like good and like you know like yeah. But I
I'm
just
there for
thought,
that
I know, right? I just thought this
too.
was hilarious. Once again, like those were two news items I did not expect to be talking about ever.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Fantastic, though.
But yes, that and I love this cover design. I know there's going to be some alternate covers, as is the norm.
The art will be cool.
The art will be insane. I mean, it's
Yeah.
like it'll be like one of those weird commissions of like, you know, you ask the artist at the convention, hey, will you draw me, you know, Jack Sparrow against, you know, Ebera? And it's like, oh, well, they'll
Godzilla's
yeah, I know this is actually legit. But anyway, okay. Shifted gears. Now,
dude.
this is it's out, but it's been out now for, you know, I guess about 2 weeks now. Almost
Yeah.
2 weeks. I put these slides together when I was supposed to have a show last week, so give me a break, people. But I know the early returns, there was some like I think a little bit of false, like I don't not hype, but like false paranoia about this was not doing that well, but it was doing okay, just like it wasn't number it didn't have that same out of the gate success that Shin Ultraman had, and obviously not what Shin Godzilla did. It finished at number two on the opening weekend. I think it was there the next weekend as well. So first off, thoughts, how I got a 1 to 10, how excited? And then I don't even know, like, what is your relationship with the Kamen Rider franchise?
Okay, so for this, just to wrap a bow on the whole Shin universe, if you will, for lack of a better phrase, I'm at like an 11 out of 10 excited for this,
I
right?
love it.
Just
I picked the right person.
because the aesthetic is everything to me, and I just appreciate what they're trying to do, right? And they're saying like, hey, I don't know if you've heard of Kamen Rider before. If you have, here's a bunch of awesome Easter eggs embedded in the story. But it's like a fresh take on it. And I think that's amazing. And shout out to Jeremy, the Tokyo Toy Bastard. I just lost my light. That happens.
You're going with
Anyway,
that aesthetic, right? Like
yeah, man,
Anno and
here, this is
Emery
the more
influenced you.
Shin take. Yeah, right. So shout out to Jeremy. He did an awesome video after he and some friends saw this movie right out of the gate. And they didn't give any spoilers, but it just got me even more hyped. Even if the movie is, say, a 6 out of 10, I'm still rocking an 11 out of 10. And you asked, what is my relationship with Kamen Rider? Outside of Mask Rider growing up, I've seen some of the Kamen Black stuff, but not a lot. So I'm kind of a novice into it, to be honest, but I've always appreciated the aesthetic and just like the heroism of it all, right? And so, yeah, Shin Will, that's what I'm talking about. So, yeah, man, I'm stoked for this. I can't wait for it to finally hit stateside. I'm gonna buy it the second I can.
I'm a little bit different than you about I'm probably not an 11. I love Shin Godzilla. I love Shin Ultraman.
Shin Ultra.
I'm gonna love this. Like to
Yes.
me, it's like I guess it's not really like my it's my excitement levels on an 11. I do like care about it. I'm glad that it's there, but I you know, it's just not something that I like. It has to be good for me to be happy, right? You know, I mean, I'm like, it's
Right,
okay.
right.
As far as with Kamen Rider, and we did a whole episode where I made Jake watch the first two episodes of the original Kamen Rider, the Takeshi Hongo episodes, and that's really all I know. That first series is really all that I've watched, and it is it's I love it. I love just kind of it's that low budget, almost horror type vibe, but in a good way, like
Right.
saying that in a positive way. And like it's really, really cool. And I hope that they are able to capture some of that aesthetic in this film. I think they will. I think this film will be really good. I mean, we've had two that I've watched, you know, Ultraman and Shin Godzilla, and they've both been great. I don't see why this one will be any different. But I'm really excited about it. But that's one thing, like I've talked about it. Like I might try to go down a little bit of a common rabbit hole.
Join me. I'm doing
I
it.
know.
I need to do my homework.
I
So,
know.
yeah.
I really that and you know, it's between that and do I go down that or like early Sentai. Like I'm talking like Himetsu Sentai
Ooh.
Goranger, like late 70s stuff. Like one of those. Like they still
Sure.
have that same vibe. Very 70s, very 70s. But hey, I mean, there's scarves and big giant belt buckles in this one. So I mean,
I love it though. Awesome. Yeah.
And Takeshi Hongo, the actor that played Takeshi Hongo, was in Yamato Takeru. So I have to like him. He was the Kumasu Gami guy. I mean, love him. So there. But I hope this does well. I hope it continues to do good enough that like the other two lifted up that we're okay to move forward with the universe and whatever their plans are. They've had the toys released from Bandai and all that other good stuff. So I feel there's still a lot of meat on the bone there. And I'm really excited about this.
I need to get some toys for this. That's where my head's at. I need some awesome Kamen Rider stuff.
You know, I talk about a lot about one of the negative parts. And negative is a little bit tongue in cheek about running, doing Tokyo Toy Town is I see so many cool toys come through and like somebody will buy it and they'll be like, oh man, I want it. And then it's like, I can't find it again. The Takeshi Hongo Medicom, like the Sufubi where he's in like his blazer. It was a 2019 Wonderfest one. I'm like, man, I should have kept that one.
I tried to call dibs on that and then I couldn't get it. And then when I went back to get it, it was gone. And I was like, nah.
Yeah.
But yeah, these things happen.
Oh, I know. It happens in this line of work. So let's talk some toys. So I'm going back last two or three weeks, right? So some of this stuff, you guys, hey, a lot of people here that are watching this has probably already seen like 17 videos about some of this stuff. Hey, it's okay. It wasn't us. So
it wasn't us.
We'll be different.
Hey.
So Mondo.
Yeah.
Let's pretend like none of the new stuff happened and let's go back to like a week ago where Mondo was still everybody was happy. And they released their second iteration of Space Godzilla. Now, did you get the first one?
No, sir, I did not. Okay. Because I knew this was coming.
Yes.
So I pumped the brakes.
So the trendy variant, which I absolutely love the name for the Trendmasters inspired or technically the poster inspired. A Space Godzilla. This, to me, from a U.S. toy company making Sufubi at scale, so like basically like these guys, you know, I guess like Max Toys, some other ones like that. Like this might be one of my favorite pieces that I was most excited to pre-order. I love this, and I hope that it lives up to it because, man, this thing is freaking cool.
So I have a knack for waking up at like 5 a.m. because I have a 3-year-old, right? I set several alarms though leading up to the pre-order for this piece and reached out to anyone that would even remotely look at a message from me. And I was like, if you can help me try to navigate these waters, that would be fantastic. And I got nothing back. But that said, I was able to score one. And then I saw how quickly they went and my heart broke. But like, this piece is, dare I say, as the great David Dobko says, quintessential. If you need a Space Godzilla, just one. This was it for me. So, I mean, I'm so stoked.
Yeah, I was happy to get one. I mean, only 250 produced. I feel like I got the standard and this one. And the reason I got the standard was I didn't know at what point this bad boy is going to get released, you know? And I didn't know. And I get a little nervous. A little bit of FOMO, a little bit of like, oh my gosh, they're going to stop making these and focus on something else. And we're never going to get this one. It was just going to be that toy show and never, ever be seen again, which normally doesn't happen, but that's just me.
Weirder things have happened.
That's true. That is true. I did that with the Biollante stuff too. But I got this one. I probably will keep both. I do love the Space Godzilla design is one of my favorite, not one of my favorite movies, but one of my favorite designs. And it is so great, but hey, Pokehan's in the house. Hey, yes, another YouTube celebrity on here. I'm right there with you, man. Like, the first one is great, and I love, like, if I only had got the first one, I'd be fine too. And I, you know what, when I get them in hand, I'd only keep the first one, but I wanted to take a chance with this one just because, on paper, you know, in sports, we call them paper tigers. On paper, this one should be a 5-star. I mean, this one should be amazing stuff. I'm sorry, man. We would next time let us know, and we won't include any cool toys. I promise. I don't want to.
I'm so sorry. So back to bear bricks. I got a bear brick.
Okay. The other big news.
Ooh.
And I was curious your thoughts on the Space Godzilla because you know Mondo. Anytime they do anything, there's always a little bit of you know people that aren't as familiar and hadn't. done the Mondo thing and used to the drop from, you know, from Prince and other things, like there's a lot of like negative backlash within the community, their first time dealing with Mondo, kind of how they do things. You know, it is what it is. Like it is what it is. Like, that's all I'm going to say. But I was curious on like, if you continue to collect them, if you care, but this was the other one that I was curious your thoughts on. I mean, a lot of folks have the M1 Gorgo, which is amazing. All the different paint variations, but this kind of realistic articulate or screen accurate or articulated, you know, kind of in the mold of a Monster Arts or Super 7, like this was an awesome announcement when I heard it come out of Titanic Creation. So did you order this one and what were your thoughts on it?
So I have not yet. I recently saw this about a week ago. I don't know if it's still available for pre-order.
It is. It was as of yesterday.
Then I'm looking into this like the second the show is over, because this piece looks absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to track down one of the M1s, and I don't know why I haven't thus far. That said,
great, this,
dude, this piece looks so cool.
So here's the thing, and we talk about this a lot on the show, and I know I've had this conversation with you.
Yeah.
Collecting, there's so much kaiju stuff that, you know, a lot of us try to hone it in on. I collect mostly Sifubi. I collect mostly X Plus. I collect, you know, the more the Bandai, the smaller scale, more kind of traditional action figure type toy stuff. All of that's great. It's hard to collect all of it. I really kind of, other than a couple like Bandai pieces that are kind of near and dear to my heart because they were ones my first ones I got, or they're Yamada Takaru. Everything, it's like 70% Sifubi, 30% kind of X Plus, maybe 25% and then 5% other, because I have weird stuff as well. But I don't have any, that Monster Arts kind of scale and style doesn't really fit anywhere in the collection. But there was something about this, I think because it was Gorgo.
Yeah.
I think that it was, you know, it is 26 points of articulation. You know, you have some Matt Frank box art. And when I jumped in, I think right before they hit the 350, which was like their minimum to make the toy, right? And when I checked, they've already hit the first three stretch goals. So they're already over 500. Dude. So you're getting, I think it was maybe the sub, the Jets, and there's one more. Oh, is it just baby? Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, and there's two more, Big Ben and the light up eyes are what's left. So it's growing, man, and it's getting there. I really, 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 really hope that they get max out and get all of them, because this is awesome and there just needs to be more Gorgo.
I agree 100%. And ultimately that's why I'm going to back it, is because there needs to be more Gorgo, period. Yeah. You know, I mean,
and a realistic price point, like, I mean, $100, you're going to pay that for most Monster Arts, if not more.
This
is, like I said, in scale, it's going to have a lot of POA, you know, 6 inches tall, 12 inches long, plus you're getting the extras, plus you're getting the box art, plus you don't really have an alternative if you want a Gorgo piece. So you have that premium that's attached with the rarity of it. I was thinking this thing would be like 150. And I still think they probably would have hit their minimum. But at $100, I felt this was really
a no-brainer.
So yeah, you should check that out. I think I said as of 2 days ago, it was still up. Yeah, you know, David, David brought up a good thing, and I love David. You talk so passionately about the why on collecting, and that's one of the things that I really love when you guys go on those tangents on the many, many shows that you've been a part of. I think that it is so important. It is like understanding the why. Like, why do you collect? Why does Gorgo mean something to you? And there's not a wrong answer, right? I'm like you, David. It's nostalgia and love of the films.
Yeah.
I would say like that's my number one. Like, that's why I have Yamato Takaru figures, not because they're great figures. They are not, but I have them. But to me also, it's like, there's also a little bit of like the more whimsical and wacky that can be a way. And then also sometimes there's just some beautiful pieces, right? That you're like, I just must own this. So I love understanding people. Like, why do you have 70, 89 Godzillas. I mean,
89 to 89.
Why do you have so many Gilalas? You know, like what's going on? And those are for very different reasons. But you know, I love it. It's a great question. I mean, there could be a whole podcast on just talking to different collectors in different genres. And there might be. I mean, I don't know. There are probably like 12 of them. It's like there should be somebody that should have a podcast about pro wrestling. Oh yeah, Jay. There's 7,000. But there should be one on like really like what motivates the average coin collector versus sneakerhead versus Sufubi enthusiast, you know, god of vinyl, you know, like there should be something that would be really cool. So yeah, anyway, enough about that. Gorgo, awesome. Go buy it, guys. Go buy it. Titanic Creations.
Yes.
So what else do we got here? Do we have some more news? Oh, yeah. How about this guy? He made our thumbnail. Blacksteed. They do so much good stuff. All the Robo Nozilla and Ghidorah and stuff that they were all doing. This Gojiji Izakaya is, wow. This thing is amazing. I mean, it's up for pre-order. $115. It's 8 inches tall. And you can get it at My Plastic Heart and Strange Cat. This one is I'm right on the verge, man. I have no other Blacksteed toys, so it would be kind of like the worry of starting a new collection. But this one is just, oh, it looks so good.
Yeah, I mean, if you're ready for a hot take, this might be my personal favorite piece they've done. It's kind of crazy.
Like, I don't think that's a hot take. I would agree with you. If it's a hot take, I'm on the stove with you, man.
I mean, I think their stuff is awesome every time out. But this one, I might have to fudge this into the collection some way, right? I might have to figure that one out. Yeah, it's a cool piece.
It's a really cool piece. And this one is one that can be taken out of context and people will
Say,
I love it. Because like they can be like, oh, yeah, Sushi, Godzilla, Japan, you know, whatever. Right. But like for us that care about one or both of those topics, it's amazing. So I had to bring this one up because this is something that I know the Tattoo Titan of Tokusatsu, Jacob Walsh, will definitely be looking at,
dude,
because it fits the cute kaiju, whimsy kaiju that his collection is built around. But I absolutely adore this one, and I think I might be pre-ordering this one when we hang up here.
For sure, man. I love that we're both buying toys immediately after this.
that was Pokemon. Yes, agreed. This one's going in the kitchen.
Yes.
That would not fly. That thing would be, my kids would be throwing that one down the disposal before I know. Okay, so let's talk about the Godzilla store releases. And I know a few folks in the community did some live streams around this. So you guys know about these. These are not new. These happened about a week ago. But I have to talk because they released a lot of new 450s and 350s and then some re-releases as well. But these are the ones that I thought were really cool because I saw in January when we started getting the 450 Gigans trickling out. The first one that I saw was the unpainted glow in the dark that you have, Ryan. And then we started seeing the Bullmark ones and then the pink translucent and then the orange and the blue and the green translucent that Thirsty got. And then, you know, they're going to continue to do 450 headers because they've never stopped. And then, you know, and say with Biollante. And then you see Godzilla for the 450 Godzilla 89. And then you see more variations. This is the year, I'm calling it right now, when we do the Jeffrey Awards next February and the Toy Awards for YHS, I think 450 is going to be a front runner for Toy Line of the Year because already, we're not even over in March, they are kicking ass. They are releasing, look at this. So that's the variation of the one that I got, the first one. And then you have the Night Cherry Blossom one, which we've seen in the 350 form. I mean, that thing is beautiful. And then they decided to apply that to Gigan, which is going to be amazing. The Glow in the Dark Bullmark inspired one is a re-release. That one came out initially in like early January. You get a kind of a bright, glittery Biollante. It looks kind of like that. Was it the Corrosive Sap Mondo colorway that they released? And then there's a 450 Jet Jaguar Lucky Bag that they're doing there as well. It is, wow. Like this is, I've never seen them announce this many 450s.
It's awesome. Yeah, honestly, it's
Greg,
so cool.
You are absolutely right. They are killing it and you're killing it with quantity. It's like they could have a couple bad releases and it doesn't even matter because they release like 100 things a day. But it's
true.
This is great. And you know, they're just really kicking ass. And they said, you know what, Jay? Yeah, 450 is doing good. But we also have our go-to, our 350. And so we're getting some more 350s.
Yes.
We're getting a Megara. We're getting an orange translucent with a little bit of a highlight there on the 95. And we're getting some Megalons. Happy 50th. And then the Gezra translucent with sparkle, the Disco Gezerra, the Disco Mollusk, the Disco Cephalopod.
I need that Gezerra. Yes.
That one actually came out about a month ago and just was on one of the pop-up shops, the Kaiju salons. And so they're now going to make it in the Godzilla store. So, these are awesome. I love that the Megalon, the teal and pink colorway. I'm a sucker for teals and pinks and purples and blues and stuff, like the very 80s palette. I agree, Evan. Yeah, the Megalon, it's going to be great. But these are all really cool as well. Like, but you can tell, like, the 450s are kind of the main event. And these are a little bit kind of like a semi-main event here. Like, it's not as like, oh my God. Like, even the Megalons are cool that it's Megalon, but like the colorways aren't anything like overly Marasani. Like, there's no glitter, glow in the dark, translucent color change, whatever. It's just like cool colorways.
That Gezerra's on fire.
Oh no, Ryan. Look who's in the chat.
Yes, Jacob.
Hey, of course, the guy vacationing in Seatopia pops up when Megalon is on screen. Of course.
I love it. I love it.
Yes.
What's up, anyway, dude?
Hey, Jake. Ryan did a great job. So you don't have to, don't have to kill him. But the Godzilla store releases are great. So the 450s, the 350s. Yeah, the Gezerra, I think, was definitely a star. And hey, guys, let's look at these again. Look at that. Just soak it in. Look at that 450. Woo! Goodness. Woo! Yes. And happy birthday, Jake.
Yes.
Okay. So Bullmark. All the Bullmark, modern Bullmark, and the re-release and stuff are great. These sculpts we've seen a zillion times. Graveyard Gallery, also, when they do their partnerships, they do so many cool things, whether it's, I know they've done this with US Toys and Bullmark, whatever. They do great stuff. But do they not have the best backgrounds for their toy photography? Like, even want the Gigan. I just want the cosmic background in the back. I mean, that is like, that is freaking amazing. And just the space city, is that where Hedera's from? We don't know. We don't care, but we want these toys. I love the mini Hedera. The mini Hedera takes the cake for me, the 6-inch, the medium Safubi. I love the green and purple and blue there. Look at that. It's so great.
I mean, what a stellar lineup, dude. Yeah, if you by any chance don't have any of these, I mean, you've got a pretty awesome display, right, of new opportunities here. The Gigan definitely rules. But yeah, I'm with you. That Hedera and that scale is definitely the one to go for.
Yeah, I mean, that's almost as cool as the one that is translucent with the pom-poms in it.
I have one.
It's still, you know, Aurora, tinsel, great, wonderful. You know, that's neat. But pom-poms,
even dude, better. I mean, how many pieces have pom-poms?
I know, right? I love the Bullmark classic Ghidorah sculpt with the original Ghidorah, the original colors of Ghidorah paint app on it. I think that one's really cool twist on it as well, because I do love the classic orange Bullmark Ghidorah. I have one. I love it. But this was really cool as well.
I definitely agree.
These are up, man. These are up for pre-order. I know sometimes you have to go through a proxy with Graveyard. I'm not for sure. I haven't bought from them in a while, but you know, you'll be able to get them on the secondhand market after that. And I might be hankering for that little Hedora, the green one. That one looks pretty cool. But they always do really cool stuff. And then a perfect lead-in to the main topic tonight. We got to talk the toys that came out for Gamera Rebirth. So Monster Arts, and I'm not a Monster Art collector. I know Dallas Vintage Toys has aisles of Monster Arts, but are you personally a Monster Arts guy?
Okay, so many, many moons ago, we're talking 2016, right around when Shin dropped, I had everything. I was fully awesome, entrenched in Monster Arts, right?
Yeah.
And then I hopped onto X Plus immediately after that and never looked back. I've held a few Monster Arts in my hand because of the job, you know, but I haven't really sought out any. That said, the Gamera stuff has always looked really interesting. I like how you can kind of transform them into the flying mode. That's pretty cool. Yeah. But yes. I would go Safubi personally. So
Yeah. I don't want to spend too much time talking about the design, because I think that'll be when we talk about the trailer, that'll be it. But I think Monster Arts is a little bit like X Plus, different strengths and weaknesses, but I very rarely, for somebody that likes Monster Arts, very rarely I think do you get a figure, it's like, that's terrible, right? It's never that. It's just like, that's not my favorite. you know, I know some people did not like the Rodan singular point monster art. I know there were some structural issues there and stuff, but like at the end of the day, like they're all going to be good. It's just variations and different gradations of good.
Exactly.
But I was glad that we just didn't get only the Bandai movie monster releases after the trailer that this Anime Japan that this also hit. But speaking of, so here are the three that we got so far, and there's gonna be more, guys. We know it when the other kaiju, the other three kaiju are revealed. You know you're gonna get this is wave one. So these are the Rebirth movie monster series releases for Gamera and Gauss and the controversial, the polarizing Jiger. Now, personally, I said I'll table it till we talk about the trailer next, but I think she looks pretty good.
I think that's the winner for me. Yeah. I'm just saying.
I'm gonna caveat that.
Yeah,
the toy is not my favorite of capturing that, but like when we talk about the design, I really do like the design in the trailer in the anime. I think obviously the more animated and you know the more detail you have in some of these like animes, like I think it's harder and harder to capture it really great in toy form. I mean, that's not a new thing. Like think about all the toys we grew up with and how the likeness was never what we wanted it to be with an animated series. That's a little bit different nowadays, but on something like, you know, something that's a $25 price point, it's going to be hard to really capture the essence of what they're trying to do in the anime. But I mean, these are really cool. And as somebody that I don't collect movie monster series, but I do feel like these will be a pretty hot ticket.
I just dig the colorway.
Yeah. I mean, it's a Fubi. It's a Fubi colorway. I mean, we know. That's I just so spent a whole hour talking about how I like purple and teal. I mean,
right? Come on. I mean, that's amazing.
Him and that Megalon could be like buddies. Or her and that Megalon could be buddies. Yeah. So I think that's it from a toy standpoint, man. I think that's it, right? Like 17 slides later. But for those that are still, thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
Yes, Jacob, I agree. That is actually, that's a really interesting take.
Exactly.
I think that like if you look at Singular Point and they did more radical designs as well, right, of the kaiju. But I think some of the colorways didn't necessarily go full Trendmasters. And I think these did, especially the Gauss and the Jiger. And I love that about it too. I think that may be why like I gravitated towards the colorways. But before we get into that, Gamera Rebirth, tell me about Ryan, when you heard the news that it was coming out, like before before the trailer, what was your excitement level? Were you an 11 for this as well? Are you always an 11?
I pretty much am, dude. I'm always hyped. I know it sounds corny, but if you hang out with me, you'll know that I am. Ask Santiago, ask Joe, anybody that's in the chat, David, they can all tell you. I'm like this all the time. I drink a lot of coffee. That said, when I first saw Gamera Rebirth, I thought, please be a live action movie. Oh my God, can you imagine? Can you imagine a new Gamera live action? You know, then it was an anime, and so like it looks cool, right? I'm still, I'm a 10.
So you're here, you're here, and then you were down a little bit.
I'm a 10 out of 10.
Okay, so you're an 11. No, you're at 12, and then you're at 10. Okay, then you found out that Sashida was doing it from Godzilla, the anime trilogy, which I don't know your personal thoughts on that. Did that lower, did that raise expectation, or did it kind of a little bit lower? Okay, so you're down, and then the trailer comes out. So where are you at now after the trailer comes out?
Back to an 11, baby. I love Gamera so much, and just seeing Gamera fly around some jets and cause chaos, and there's a story unfolding that we really don't know yet. 6 episodes to, you know, buy the ticket, take the ride. I'm down. I mean, we're going to see some cool kaiju actual battles, you know, like some crazy stuff. There's going to be some kids, you know, a cool kid dynamic. That'll be interesting.
And gore and blood, like tons of gore. The trailer. We get like people impaled, like sounds of people impaled. So I know Jacob Walsh is going to love that part of it. It's the, like, that's what I think. That's what struck me about the trailer is I'm very similar to you. I was like, oh, please be live action. Okay. Anime. Okay. Oh, is it the Godzilla anime trilogy? But I'm like, you know what? Like there were, and Jake and I talked about this in the last Monster Island. Like, I don't love the anime trilogy, but I there are really cool concepts and ideas that I think just kind of got lost in a mess that was stretched out a little bit too long. I think, like, you know, we always joke about Mechagodzilla City. You know, the concept to me is really cool. It just wasn't delivered right. It wasn't executed right. Godzilla Earth, very cool. Like, there's a lot of cool stuff there. So I think that's there. And then in this trailer, my one thing was, I just really want to see, especially with Gamera and what we got in the Heisei era trilogy, which, you know, obviously the most beloved trilogy of all time, like, there's action and there's real, like, cool kaiju battling. And if this trailer is any indication, that squashed any concerns I've had, because that was the thing, the two things that stood out to me were, and Evan, I did see your note about the CGI. I do want to talk about that, or the animation. The two things that stood out were, we're getting some action, check. And then, like, it's a lot more kind of mature themed and gore and blood. I mean, there's blood splatter in the first thing. And, but yet, like, the focus is still going to be kids, you know, like, is it Stranger Things? Like, I love how everything, everybody was like, it's a Stranger Things. Everything's a ripoff of that. There's kids, Stranger Things.
Come on.
But, those were the two things for me, was just like, okay, this is going to be, I almost got a little bit of like an Ultraman Netflix anime, like, where there's going to be a little bit, some more mature stuff, but maybe more so. And, you know, it's kind of like, is this going to be a Heisei done anime, a Heisei Gamera done anime style? So those were the two things that stood out to me.
Dude, when Gamera lands and the camera goes on him and he just roars and then comes at it. I mean, come on. That,
yeah.
Even if this show is terrible, at least we got that, right? That's amazing. I'm happy.
Yeah, 100%. And I know Evan brought up about the CGI, and I'm no expert. I'm not an anime person. I don't watch a lot. My anime begins with the anime trilogy and ends with Singular Point, right? You know? Like, I'm not, I don't know a lot. But I thought, for me, to a novice, and Evan, you might have like a more of a trained eye, like, it looked really good to me, with one exception. The only thing that looked a little wonky was some of the faces on the people, like, who cares, right? I think they looked a little, they looked almost like out of place, like a little like under animated. But I thought the monsters and the kaiju action, and some of the scenes, just how they were shot and drawn, blew me away. Like, the fire coming out of Gamera's mouth, and just like the first kind of thing time you see him, like, you're like, holy cow. And then there's one shot of Jiger, and she's like kind of like up and like kind of almost like she's like engulfing a city, you know, with her mouth. Like, it gives a really good scale, right? And you're like, oh, these are big, these are small. I thought that was a really good shot. So I got really jazzed. So to me, once again, Evan, I'm a novice. So I think that it, from that trailer, it looked really good.
I'm here for it, man. I mean,
yeah.
I've watched a lot of anime in my day, so like, I understand the complaints of it. But then again, like, guys, we're getting new Gamera. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, yeah, of course.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah, this is all under the guise of like, even if it's terrible, it's still good, you know? But
exactly.
I'm way more jazzed about it than I was. Like, I don't say I was as jazzed. I'm as jazzed as I was going at a Singular Point, because to me, like, every new thing that leaked out, I was like, ah. But this one, I'm getting there. But what did you think of the kaiju designs? I know we talked a little bit about it, but like the three that we saw, Gamera, Jiger, and Gauss, did you have any thoughts?
So I want to see Gamera in action, right? Because he does kind of look a little frumpy at times, which, I mean, I get it. He's a giant turtle, right? But we'll see kind of how he does his thing, right? Yeah. Gauss looks really thin, but also interesting, right?
Very streamlined.
Jiger, though, stole the show for me. She looks just insane, and I can't wait to just – I hope she's episode one, right? That would be cool.
Yeah, but I know, I guess, right?
We'll see, right? I mean –
we'll see. So I'm with you. I'm holding on Gamera. Overall, I was very positive. I like it being big and hulking. But the movements, I think, will be interesting. I love like this massive, massive bulk, but like you saw like the sharp teeth. There's still like a menacing quality. But then like the Gamera eyes, you know, endearing. Like, I love that. Like, that's what makes Gamera work. Even in like the Heisei series, it's like, you know, he's ripping out guys' eyeballs, but like it's still like, I love children. I love people. You know?
I got to.
I know. So cool. I thought the Gauss, to me, like, you've seen from a couple of the shots that there's going to be like that swarm mentality. So smaller and streamlined. I'm thinking like Rodan from Singular Point. Doesn't bother me at all. I think it'll be cool. But Jiger was the big one for me. I think it was great.
Yes.
I she needed a redesign. She needed to be updated almost more than any Gamera villain. And that says something. I really do. Now, here's the biggest question out there. And I think this marketing has been genius. Gamera's going to fight five monsters. The trailer's only going to show you two. Who do you think are going to be the other three? Like, who's going to be left out? Because my gut is that you have to have Barragan. You have to, because you have to have an updated Rainbow. Like, what are they going to do with the Rainbow Death Ray?
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
You gotta have Zigra. And I say gotta, you really don't. Zigra and Viras. And who am I forgetting? I'm forgetting one. Who am I forgetting? Obviously the Heisei ones, right? We have Iris and Legion.
Do you think they're going to touch Heisei? I don't know, right? Don't know. Maybe not.
I don't know.
Iris would be cool, or Legion at the very end, like being the kaiju.
Those two would have the least amount of updated needed to fit in an anime, like that's movie, right.
But that's true. I mean, if they're probably going for it, so you would have to think like,
yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's just the Showa ones. Maybe it is just the Showa ones, and then wrap it up.
I hope so. Yeah, that would be cool.
I do too. Like, I mean, I think with Viras and Zigra. Oh, sorry, Viras and Barragan, those two, I think, I'm very curious what they do with those. I think Zigra could kind of work because it's pretty awesome. I love the metal shark can opener design. I think it'd be really cool. So I don't know. Yeah, no, right. It'll be interesting to see what happens, but I'm very excited. I'm almost more excited about what they're going to do with the designs of the kaiju than I am even like the story. And that's great.
That's how I feel too. Yeah.
About the hype. And then when you get to it, let the story take care of itself. But I don't want to be worrying about a story months before this thing comes out.
I just want to see the toys, man. I want to see the toys. I want to watch the anime.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's the thing. It's like, that's one of my big beasts with Singular Point. I love the show. And I know that's not everybody's favorite, but I do love it. But Max Toy is the only one to do a Sifubi version, right? Of Godzilla Ultima. I mean, I need some Godzilla Ultima Sifubi version. I want a Jet Jaguar Sifubi Singular Point style. Like, I want
that. Yes, that would be cool.
Yes, Jazz. We will get the xylophone playing on Zigra's bat, of course. I mean, is there even any point to include Zigra in there if not?
Epic fail if not, yeah.
Yes. So overall, like, at the end of the day, we're going to get some Gamera. We're going to get some new designs. We're going to get some new toys.
Yeah,
that's
baby.
A damn good thing on Monster Island. It's a damn good thing. So, guys, thank you, guys. I mean, this was so fun. I love doing the live shows. Thank you for everybody that hung out with us and went through all that wacky news, all the pickups, everything. Ryan, obviously, thank you to you. But, hey, before we go, like, anything else that you want to say, you want to talk about? Hey, this is your show now. You're taking over. This is your soapbox. Go off on anything you want, starting now.
Okay. Well, first of all, Jay, thank you so much for having me. Jacob, thank you for giving me this opportunity to help. Yeah, enjoy your vacation, brother. Honestly, thank you guys so much for the chat, for hanging out. If you want to see what I'm doing, I'm always on Collect All Monsters on the Facebook group. We do a show once a month. You can definitely check us out. If you want to come to the shop, Dallas Vintage Toys, that's where I'm at. Yeah, man. Always talking Godzilla and kaiju and toys and fun stuff, right? So thank you so much for hanging out. This has been so much fun. I can't wait to do it again.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, and for anybody that's out there that hasn't already, you know, like, subscribe, done all that stuff, please do it. That helps us a lot. As you guys know, a lot of you guys are creators in your own right, and you know the challenges and stuff there. But if you're not familiar with YHS overall, YHS has been around for 7 years, and the Yes Have Some podcast started by Jacob Walsh, who's on Monster Island, as well as Craig Goldberg and Abigail Gardner. You know, they're the number one Ghostbuster podcast in the world now, but they're bigger than that. They're pop culture. And of course their hit sensation live every Tuesday at 9:30, 8:30 Central is Toy Anxiety. They're joined by Ryan Dole. Yes. Academy Award winning animator, Ryan Dole. Yes. The Ryan Dole, the kingpin of Canadian collectors. And they're out there. They are talking everything from Hasbro to Mattel, toy collecting in general. It is truly appointment viewing, guys. It is the, you take a Jakey challenge. If you guys watch it and don't like it, I'll send you some money because it's that good. I promise you it's that good. Seal of approval. And then, of course, they do so much other stuff with just the Yes Have Some podcast, which usually like Thursday, Fridays. And they have a wonderful Patreon. And, of course, we love being part of it at YHS on Monster Island. It's a great family. Love these guys. And they let Jake and I basically do whatever we want talking kaiju. If that's reviewing Gerhaha, the long and dark-haired monster, they're like, sure, I don't know what that is. Just do it. And that's why we love it. But they're wonderful. So go check them out. Give them a listen. Give them a like. They're really great people. And it's, I wouldn't be here doing this if it wasn't for them. So I, you know, if that's a good thing or a bad thing to you, it's good to me. So I love it.
I second guys, that notion.
Thank you, Ryan. Well, alrighty, guys, take care. Enjoy your weeks. And we will catch you soon from Monster Island. Adios.